You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just another reminder coming up today on the Maggie Dawn Show. Should be great segment. Olivia Troy is going to join her. She's a Republican who worked during the Trump administration and saw firsthand what happened, for instance, when we had those wildfires in California, and California came to ask Donald Trump, then President Trump, for aid. Yeah. They actually had to pull out voter data from Orange County, California, to show Trump that there were as many Republican voters in that county in California than there were in Iowa. And then he agreed to give them aid for those wildfires. Is that what we want going forward? Or are we not going to we're not going to have any more natural disasters under Donald Trump because he'll be able to control the weather? Because apparently there's a machine that does that. It's just the Republicans weren't given the manual.
They wouldn't read it if they got it.
Well, he wouldn't.
They would have been
it.
Like, I don't need this. And they start bashing at it going, does it take my fingerprint?
So join Maggie today between 2 and 4 p.m. to hear that conversation with Olivia Troy. It should be very, very, very interesting. It's 11:53. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you feel should not be, send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I had somebody tag me on my personal Twitter page yesterday with a great This Shouldn't Be a Thing that we're going to use next week. But today, this kind of just jumped out at me from the Wisconsin State Journal. Gail Worland is the author. Here's the headline. Rock Island Camping closed after massive mice infestation at Wisconsin Park.
Gross.
The mice are so bad right now in Rock Island State Park, just off the northeastern tip of Door County, that the mice are reportedly chewing through campers' Crocs, shedding tent floors, and eating their way into Rubbermaid bins.
And you know what's funny is that on the live stream.
There's a live stream?
For us.
Oh, I thought you meant of the mice.
All right, Jane. Welcome back. We were talking about camping before. We were teasing this segment.
Yes.
And Mark from Prairie du Sac on the live stream said, with what's going on with the mice at Rock Island State Park, Mr. Jinx line, I hate you Mises to pieces. That's a very old reference. Ask your Mima or Peepaw about that.
But I hate Mises to pieces.
It's a thing.
And it should not be a thing. This massive infestation has prompted the DNR to close Rock Island State Park to camping for the rest of the season. You can still go tromp around from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. But camping is not going to happen, so forget about camping there.
I don't want to go. No! There's no there's no version of this that makes me want to say, you know what, I'll take it on.
There's a Facebook group dedicated describing the deluge of mice as chaos. The Door County Shore Report also reported the infestation. Normally, raccoons are more of an issue, but now it's the Mises. The mouse population normally kept in check by snakes, water snakes, other predators. Experts think that climate factors may have been contributing to the mice boom because of last year's mild winter followed by a wet spring and very crowded conditions. But there's a quote in here that's just when the sun sets, they come out.
This is going to be a movie. This is going to be like a cocaine bear. Like mice.
Crack mice.
Yeah. Tent mice. crocmices. I don't know. It's just Calvin, you look like you. It looked like you wanted to.
Well, I guess I kind of had my question answered already, but I was like, where are all the owls and coyotes and all the things that eat these things? You'd think it would just be like a feast for them and it would be taken care of.
Well, DNR says it's going to take time for predators like snakes, birds of prey, and foxes to bring the mouse population back down. Park staff actively monitoring the situation. They'll continue that into next year. But if we continue to have these milder winters, I would think we're going to see more rodent populations.
Oh, no. This is climate change?
So if you had camping plans, unfortunately, and this would be a great time to go camping, really.
Oh, yeah.
It is so perfect right now.
The next 2-3 weekends, yeah.
Yeah, but the mice are so bad right now in Rock Island State Park off Door County. They have actually closed it to camping for the rest of the season. But you can still go for a hike from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Wear good shoes. They apparently like to eat crocs.
Steel toe everything on those shoes.
That is today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And again, if you ever have a thing you feel should not be, make sure you send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Feel like you have the perfect every time. If you have a thing that should not be, you should send to Greg and me.
Oh,
thank you.
Nice.
Every time you say it, I'm like, just say it. Just do it.
You can do that too. You can do that too. All right. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media Traffic. And the list is just too long to go into. Thank you. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News coming up next, followed by Todd Alba, noon to 2 p.m. And keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.